Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to episode number 19 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. And yeah, I actually don't care about the holes in your life. I am about to diagnose myself as coronally depressed. I can't take this anymore. I'm here in the boot of the car because it's raining, it's windy, the kids are still in the house, the schools haven't gone back yet. I can't take this anymore. I don't know about the rest of you. I can't do this anymore. I can't pretend anymore. Okay. So if someone put in front of me, whoever ate that bat or leaked that germ or whatever conspiracy theory, I swear to God, I could strangle them with my own bare hands right now and I'd be willing to go down for it. You know, it'd be a bit of crack in prison. And there's nothing wrong with my kids. Like, they were on the podcast last week, Pain in the Hole, and yeah, they did out me on a few things, but I personally can't do this anymore. I've had enough. Just to clarify, last week they were on about they didn't get enough takeouts. They turned 30 in two of them, so we went for Bombay Pantry. Yeah, they outed me that I was peeing in bushes. That continued because we went camping at the weekend. They outed me that I'm always late. Yeah. That was confirmed. I picked them up at something the other day and the teacher went, "Oh, here's Norma, aka always late." 3 minutes late I was. 3 minutes late, right? Like, I used to be left for 3 hours after things. Well, what's it all come to? God. Oh, what do they call them? Snowflakes. Ooh, stand for 3 minutes and wait for your mummy. Ooh. Well, it might have been closer to 10 minutes late, but still, do you know? And yeah, they said they don't get enough screen time. They turn 13, they have a TikTok account now. It's private and they are around dancing and they said, "Oh, all our friends have them. You know, we don't want to be the last." We were the last to get mobiles in the class. So anyway, they have that. And the other thing they outed me on is that I'm going around wearing sports gear all the time and I'm doing nothing. So hence this week's episode is called Lazy Hole. Yeah, I do go around wearing yoga. Like, I look like I'm going to a boxing match. I have all the sporty stuff on, but I've been doing nothing for the last, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. And if I was to rate myself on 1 to 10 of motivation, yeah, I'm right down there, lazy hole. I'm minus. And by the way, while I'm speaking about lazy holes, and I'm a bit angry, so I've no filter today whatsoever. If there's any of you out there, I know a lot of you subscribed and shared. But if you're sitting there now, right, and you're just loving my angry tones, would you please either rate, share, subscribe, I don't understand all of it, or follow, whatever you're supposed to do. Thank you very much. Just do that. Move your lazy finger now and do that. Thank you very much. So now that I'm trapped in the car and I don't want to go back into the house, I'm just going to go for a drive and I'm going to ask other people if they're feeling as coronally depressed as me and how they'd rate themselves on a 1 to 10 of motivation.
Hi ladies, I'm doing a podcast called Lazy Hole and I'm just wondering how you'd rate yourselves between 1 and 10 on between Lazy Hole and Motivator as regards exercise and mentally and physically basically. So how would you rate yourself?
A 1 on exercise because the gym closed and I never did anything afterwards.
Okay, yeah. And mentally, how did you?
Mentally, 6. I'm absolutely fine with everything else, but exercise went down the toilet.
Have you kids yourself by any chance?
Yeah, 2.
So do you plan on moving once your kids go back to school? Do you have plans?
Definitely. I do plan on rejoining a gym and doing that, but I haven't done anything at the moment. And with the weather being terrible, I've done 0.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, girls. Thank you. Hi lads, I'm just wondering, how have you found 2020, and on a rate of 1 to 10, where would you place yourself as regards Lazy Hole or Mr. Motivator?
Total Lazy Hole.
Total Lazy Hole. Well, at least you're honest. And if you were to get up off your Lazy Hole, what would be your movement of choice? Lifting a beer to your mouth?
Probably, yeah.
Right.
Pulling the flute off yourself.
Pulling the flute off yourself. Okay, great. Well, do you know what? Whatever makes you happy during this terrible year. And come here to me, how come you're not a big fatty then?
Pulling the flute off myself.
Pulling the flute off yourself. Okay. And how about yourself? Where would you rate yourself on a 1 to 10 of Motivator?
Extremely lazy. Early. Yes.
Is it that you're so young then that you're slim?
I thought I'm so slim.
Yeah.
No, I'm probably sweating watching him pulling the flute off himself.
Right. So you're a sweater and he's a wanker.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's the name of our podcast.
Oh, sweating and wanker. And just so you probably have a girlfriend then, or someone to pull your flute off?
No, we're related, so we just kind of.
Oh, you don't pull each other's flutes then, obviously, because that would be incest.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're lazy as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Lazy Holes. Thanks very much. Sorry there. I was just wondering, how would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 as regards being a Lazy Hole or a Mr. Motivator?
8.
8. So you're good to go?
I'm good to go, yeah.
Yeah, and what is your movement of choice? Do you walk? Do you golf? Do you run?
Oh, down the sea.
Down the sea?
Down the sea.
Where do you swim?
I have a swim down Dunleary.
Wow, and do you get in every day or every week or...?
During the COVID, it was every second day.
40 foot, down the 40 foot or somewhere else?
We went to the 40 foot, but yeah. Other parts were better.
Yeah, and would you actually swim or just dip in and get your nads cold and jump
off? No, I would swim. It'd either be Dunleary or Killiney. I'd swim.
Towards Killiney. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
And do you drag a gang of you down to the water to get in?
I don't have to drag anybody, we just all go.
Oh my God. Lovely to talk to you.
And you too, and thanks very much.
You're in the minority.
Thank you.
Right.
Be positive.
Jesus, fair play. Thanks for that.
Well, do you know what? That cheered me up, if nothing else. I definitely am a people person. I need to get out and talk to people, even if it's a lamppost. And that was a broad spectrum there now. I could relate to the mother. You know, she's put everything on standby and she has a purpose of motivation because she's to get up for the kids, but she's let herself go. When I had young babies, I joined a gym, and I won't state which one it was, but they had a free creche in it. And I used to go up, put the kids into the creche, waddle up to the gym, sneak out a back door. And for the 90 minutes that the kids were in the creche, I'd sleep in the car. Whether I was pregnant, nauseous, just tired from booby feeding and being up all night. Yeah, there was months of just sleeping in the car. I think I got caught, a few times. They were quite kind, actually. They weren't too bothered by it. And the lads pulling their flute and sweating. Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a flute, but I suppose when I was their age, I would see COVID as just this downtime. Yeah, the only exercise I did when I was their age was, lifting the pint, bit of nookie, walking home after a nightclub of dancing when you'd no money for a taxi. That was plenty. And in fairness to that older gentleman, he was a taxi driver. Obviously, he'd be sitting down at his job a lot. So he does the swimming, fair play. I think when you get to that age, you get into a habit or a system and, you know, fitness is important, or you let yourself go. So, yeah, he was motivated. I liked him. He could be a motivation therapist, actually. I wonder if they exist in Ireland. Let me one second there. I'm just going to check. I'm going to pause this and check if there are Irish motivation therapists. Just after finding one. Motivation Ireland. Yeah, they've clinics all over the country, actually, most counties. I'm going to give them a call, see if they can guide me, fix me.
Good morning, Motivation.
Hi there. I was wondering, do you do motivation for fitness, diet and mental, or is it just one of those areas?
So it's a two-pronged approach. One part of the program is obviously the food side of things. So you would be following a healthy eating plan that kind of focuses on protein and minimizes carbs and fats. And the other part of the program then is all about what we call your mental weight. So helping you to get to not just a healthy physical weight, but more importantly, really a healthy mental weight. So, you know, it's a lot of about helping the client to change their mindset around food and their thinking towards it.
Okay,
and are habits and attitudes around food, all that type of thing.
And with COVID, have people got extremely lazy and there's a high demand for this motivational therapy at the moment?
It is busier than normal for summer months. You know, it is busier than normal, but like I was just saying there to a colleague, nothing is normal this year.
Nothing is normal.
So yeah, I think people have struggled a lot, you know, with what's going on. You know, and that's one of the other things we kind of address is triggers, what our triggers are. And I think this year, you know, the whole lockdown and COVID situation has been a huge trigger, you know, for a lot of people.
Okay. So would January and September in a normal year be very busy because it's post-Christmas and when kids go back to school?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. That would typically be the kind of busy times. But again, this year is kind of different.
It is, because people can't even get the mental motivation to make the call nearly at this stage. So it's
Yeah, people, and yet, well, we have had a lot of new inquiries, more than we would normally have at this time of year.
Okay.
So are you looking, are you kind of thinking about losing weight yourself? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to consider whether to go back to the gym or whether to do this approach first. So I'm just wondering how much it is to join your system.
So first of all, where are you based? Is it the Sandyford Clinic that would be
yours? Sandyford, yeah.
Okay. And secondly, roughly how much weight would you be hoping to lose?
Not a massive amount. I'm kind of COVIDly obese, I call it. Just
so just a bit extra has come on.
Yeah.
So basically the first step is to come in for an initial assessment, which is just €25 and it takes about an hour. And there's absolutely no commitment beyond it. It's totally up to you whether you want to go ahead or not. And at that assessment, what we do is we weigh you in, obviously, and we have a look at what we call your body composition analysis.
Yeah.
So that shows us other key markers. It's quite a detailed report that the scales give us.
Okay.
And then your weight.
Is it all individual or is there group sessions?
No, it's all individual. It's all one-to-one.
Okay.
So the appointments are weekly appointments.
Yep.
Preferably in the clinic if you're comfortable with coming in. If not, and we've more and more people doing it obviously online.
Yep.
We use Google Hangout and we do a lot of video consultations now.
Okay.
Again, the main thing is that you're linking in with your weight loss advisor once a week, be that here in the clinic or online.
Is anybody making up porky lies at the moment if they're doing it from a distance, or is everyone just straight up with...
Hard to know. But again, our focus, you know, we try not to focus too much on scales, actually.
Yeah.
And our focus is really just to help the client to just develop a better mindset around food.
Great.
And to kind of take the focus off it, because it's just a few and we don't really need all that much food.
Yeah.
It's just a few.
Yeah.
But oftentimes we think about it far too much and it's everywhere. You know.
And there's no point in working out every day if you're stuffing your face anyway, so...
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say about the exercise piece. We don't focus on exercise. We obviously recommend a certain amount of it, as we should all be doing. But, you know, really, if we can get our heads right...
Yeah, the rest will fall into place.
The rest will follow suit, exactly.
Okay.
You know, the scales will follow suit, and that's why sometimes, depending on the client, we won't weigh them in at all.
Right.
And we'll say, look, just forget about scales completely and work on your mental weight. And there's loads of tools that the programme will, you know, provide you with to help you do that.
Well, I think it's brilliant. I love the fact that you're called motivation, you know, to begin with and stuff. So I'm going to go in and have a think and get back to you.
Yeah, have a think about coming in, even just for that initial assessment. Again, there's no commitment beyond it.
So that's €25 for the first meeting, no commitment. Brilliant. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'd always kind of say to anyone thinking about it or wanting to lose weight is just do that much for now and don't think beyond that.
And it's about the knowledge and not just being taking control and the knowledge of what you're doing with your body and your mind, I suppose.
Yeah, and sometimes in terms of the food, it can just be a matter of tweaking slightly what you're eating, and just even when it comes to fruit and veg, knowing what are the better and less sugary fruits and veg to be eating.
Yeah.
Sometimes just small little tweaks are needed to the diet piece.
Yeah,
but again,
brilliant.
You know, really we kind of try to focus on helping you to just change your mindset around food and get you to a healthy mental weight, because that will be the difference between keeping the weight off.
Yes, the short-term thing is a joke. Yeah, the short-term thing is a joke.
Yeah, like every diet works for as long as we follow it.
Yeah.
But if our thinking hasn't changed when we stop that diet, well, naturally we're going to revert back to our old ways. So it's about kind of digging a bit deeper and not just treating the symptom.
Right.
Which is the physical weight and the food, but Thinking a bit deeper and addressing the, you know, the root of the issue.
Well, I have to say it was wonderful talking to you. I will be in touch soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem at all. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ooh, that's very posh. And not very expensive for the first meeting. And they tell your BMIs and your visceral fats and all that kind of stuff. I'll keep that one in mind. Guys, if you can hear a howling wind, it's because I'm down Dunleary by the pier and the car could get turned over at any point. There's a storm and I'm actually parked outside my old gym, pre-COVID gym called Westwood, where, yeah, I still love it. Still love the swimming and the dance classes and classes mainly because I need to be motivated. If I'm on a machine, I'm gone. Oh my God, is that George? Okay, hang on a second. There's this guy. He's like the best dance teacher in the world and he's just gone in the door of the gym. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to ask him if he'll have a chat with us. George! Oh, fuck, he's gone. All right, I'll back in a second.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I'm here with George, who is the fitness instructor here in Westwood Gym, which is the gym that I attend in Ireland. I have, obviously it's shut down during COVID and I have been awful, awful trying to get back. So it's lovely to talk to you, George. And basically, you are an inspiration. I have never been in a class before where everyone is smiling. There are people in the room from 18 up to 80. And you have them salsa dancing, twerking, disco dancing around the room. How do you find your motivation and positivity?
Well, thank you for having me, Norma. It's an absolute pleasure for me to be here. I'm honored. And thank you for the words. I don't know if I'm all that, but I appreciate it.
You are.
It.
You are. Genuinely, you are.
I really appreciate it. But that's kind of what I do. Like, I just feel like it's my duty here in this world to bring people happiness. Like, that's what generally makes me happy. When I see someone smile and I know that I am the reason, that trumps anything. Like, you know, there is no money, there is absolutely no nothing. That's my pleasure.
Wow. Okay. And have you years and years of history at dancing and fitness? Like, how did you become so good at becoming a fitness instructor and a dance teacher? And like, where's your training?
Well, I would give a lot of that to my father, like all his work ethic. Like, and that is something that he passed to me and my brother. Like, if you're gonna do something, be the absolutely best you can. Like, don't just do it because you have to. Find joy on what you do and try to be the best at it. So that's what I try to do every day. Like, doesn't matter what I'm doing. I have many other roles here in the gym and I just try to be the best in whatever I'm doing. If I cannot be the best, I will definitely work more than the best so I can surpass him.
Wow, because like some of the people in the classes I've been in with you don't know their right foot from their left foot. Now, there are brilliant dancers and movers and fit people, but you treat everyone equally.
Yeah.
You never exclude the woman at the back of the room who might have glasses on and can't barely move.
I believe because like everybody who comes to the gym have different goals, right? Mm. Some people want to get fit. Some people want to tone up. Some people want to lose weight. Some people, whatever. Regardless of their goal, everybody likes to have fun. Mm. That's the one thing that everybody loves. So to have a big class, I cannot just focus on the fitness. I cannot just focus just on the weight loss. I cannot just focus on the technique of dance. Mm. If I have everybody having fun, ultimately, they all will come again and again and again. And eventually, they're going to achieve our goals. If the goal is to learn the technique of the dance with the repetition, they will learn it. If their goal is to lose weight, because they come so often and like regularly, they're going to lose weight as well. So
okay, because I've been in classes with you that were step aerobics, right?
Yeah.
Now, that for me would be one of the most boring classes you could possibly do. And everyone is still in there laughing because you mix it up and you have us all, you know, you just have everyone in stitches and you keep rotating the movements so we're not bored off our brains and the hour feels like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just your thing.
Yeah, that's just my thing. I just believe that if I have everybody having fun, don't matter. Ah, sorry.
Oh, shit. I don't. No. Please. No, please. Please don't give us a ticket or a campus. No, I'll be 1 minute. Okay, hang on. I'll pause this. Sorry, George. So outside of Westwood, you must run your own business or do stuff on the side as well, because you'd be wasted if you don't have your own business, because I've never met anyone so motivational who isn't screaming at you and shouting and going, you can do this. You know, some people are scary, whereas you're just inspirational.
So yeah, I do have my own dance classes. That's actually how I started here in Ireland, and that's what led me to this work here. I have my own classes in the city center. I have a group of girls who constantly are dancing with me. We have about 4 classes every week in 3 different spaces. And Westwood, like I guess the manager heard of it because I do a lot of marketing as well. It's a fit dance class. The same that we do here.
Great.
It's just that it's not given by Westwood. It's like myself.
And find that? What is there a website? Is there?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
Okay.
You've just searched for my name and Fit Dance. Right. You're gonna find it, George Fit Dance.
George George, not your usual George.
Yeah, right. And Fit Dance, and you'll find it like in Instagram as well. You'll be able to find it. You can search for your videos of the class on YouTube. You just type in Fit Dance, and loads of videos will show up. And that's pretty much how they got me. Like, they needed someone to do a class here to substitute the teacher. And I came and people liked it.
Because before COVID, I used to do dance classes with you in here. And I was going, what kind of dancing is this? Because I did ballet, I did tap, I did jazz, I did set dancing, Irish dancing. I did them all. I was going, what the heck is this? And actually, during lockdown, my kids got into TikTok because they got their first phones. And I started watching TikTok and all the twerking and the pelvic throw. I was going, ah. So you probably have your own TikTok account, surely, do you? And of all that.
I don't.
Don't you?
I know.
You don't?
Because I don't know.
Because you're like a cross between Beyonce and Michael Jackson, and I haven't seen anyone dance the week.
Thank you. I do have the account, but I don't mess with a lot. I actually should, but I just don't feel.
You kind of leave it to the children,
Yeah, I don't feel like I might be too old for that.
Well, well, if you're too old, oh my God, he is not old. My kids told me, no way, Mom, we will sell you on eBay if you open a TikTok account. So I am certainly not allowed to open one.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so what would you say to people like me who are usually very motivated and have just kind of lost the will since I kept going, but then when the 9 weeks of the summer holidays hit as well, a lot of me and some other mums, we just, I'm barely walking now, you know, and how do you get, I'm going to wait till the kids go back to school next week.
Yeah.
How easy is it to go back to the gym? Do you have to set it up, book it, plan it?
At this moment, to attend to the classes, you have to book it online. Okay, especially for the business classes like dance, trip, body pump, yoga, all those classes are like being booked out in the first minutes when they open. So it's a little bit challenging. You have to stay awake until midnight or so to be able to book.
No problem for me.
But to come to the gym, like, it's very nice right now. This moment is fairly empty, especially in the morning. Just gotta find the reasons to come, because sometimes we find so many reasons not to.
Yeah.
We focus on the reasons why not to. Just gotta, don't think about it. Just, okay, today
just
I'm going.
Just do it. I always say exercise and working out, it's a bit like having to do sex. I'm like, I can't be bothered. And afterwards you're going, yay, I'm so glad I did it.
Exactly. Yeah. You can compare it to that. And then after you do it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it becomes a habit and you don't have to think about it.
Bit like chocolate. Yeah. Okay, so I would basically like to say, George, thank you for being... Before I ever started my podcasts during COVID, I had you in mind to do a podcast because I am just so drawn to people like you who do what you do to the best that you can. And I've there's a few people I've come across in life. Like, we don't really know each other at all. But when quarantine hit, I really missed your classes, genuinely. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you and people like you out there who give 100% and care. So...
I am the one who appreciate like all those words, very kind from you. Like,
and I'm not blowing
I genuinely flatter, appreciate it, and I hope you come back soon because we also miss you in the class.
I am a nutter in the class. All right, we'd be like humping poles and gyrating around the room, and no, not humping poles. That sounds wrong. Like twerking around these pillars, and yeah, it's fun. Okay. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Norma.
All right.
My pleasure.
Anyway, well, you should always come and hang out down the docks in a storm. You never know who you'll meet, or down by the pier, sorry. Oh, I just love him. Okay, that's me sorted. That's my lazy hole gone from a -3 up to... Oh, I won't say 10, up to a 6. Now, I just need the schools to open because... Yeah, some counties have had more lockdowns. Two of my shows have been postponed, but the others are still going. So there's one coming up in Naas and Dundrum. So Naas is the 13th September. Dundrum is, I think, the 22nd or 23rd of October. Have a look. Yeah, so there's a lot in the pipeline, things to look forward to. And please send your whole queries into me at healyourwhole.com. Follow me on Instagram, Norma Shahan Actor. And yeah, subscribe, share, do all that kind of stuff, please. And next week we're going to do Asshole, which was inspired by, we were camping last weekend and there was, and he wasn't an asshole, but this poor man next door just couldn't stop snoring in the next tent. And I got you know the way I do get a tiny bit angry, and nobody can help themselves snoring. But it was, yeah, it was unique. So, okay. Till next week, I'm going to get up off my lazy hole now and do my taxes, actually. So a big thanks to George, my friend from Brazil, and yeah, he's something else. I might get some videos of him teaching. He might let me take a clip or something. I'll put it up. He's just I thought the car was about to turn over. All right, I'm out of here. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.